everyone, and welcome to episode 41 of Love Every Day. Today is February 10th, and this is week 6, day 4. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, joined by John McCrary.
Wow, you have obviously had a couple hundred more milligrams of caffeine than I have today. Dive straight into it. How's it popping?
I'm popping.
You're popping? That's gross.
Yeah, this caffeine, man.
That makes me uncomfortable, and you should probably get that checked out. Popping is probably not healthy for humans to do. Popping should remain within sodas and bubble wrap.
That reminds me of a video that I watched last night, which I will not share here. Let's just jump right into it. We usually talk at the beginning, but let's just jump
right
into it.
Screw the formalities. Yeah? Nobody actually cares about us or our lives.
Speaking of lives, the prompt today is life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, which is a quote by John Lennon.
So what did Mr. John mean by this? What was the original intent? What was the meaning behind this?
I am not too certain, John.
Well, why don't
we
Google
it? Do you know what he meant? Let's Google it, shall we? All right. So pickthebrain.com says that this famous saying from John Lennon reflects a paradox in our lives. Lennon doesn't say we shouldn't make plans, but that the true experience of being alive is beyond those plans and happens to us. So the true experience of life happens when you don't plan things, or regardless of what your plan is. What do you think about that, John?
So kind of like we can try to like plan our lives out as best as we can and try to know what to expect, but life's just going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
So there you have it. Make sure to follow us. And
man, I think that's the shortest episode we've ever
3-minute episode. That's short and sweet to the point.
So what do you think about that? Do you think it's true?
I'd say it's definitely true. It is something that's like weird to think about, that like I think I've definitely heard someone say before. I can't remember whom or whomst, but I mean, yeah, it kind of is. Just that we try to like plan for everything that's going to happen. We try to put all the pieces together in our own lives. We try to control our own fate and our own destiny. And then we end up upset when everything falls out of control and nothing's in our control and nothing went to plan. And we're like, whoa, life, what happened? And then 10 years later, and you're sitting there like, whoa, life, what happened again? And you're just like, wow, it happened again. And then it's just going to keep happening. And then you're going to be like, whoa, life, I can't control you. So it's best to accept it.
Slow down.
And just die peacefully. Boom.
I would say that I've definitely heard similar sayings and quotes that kind of reflect the same idea. So it's not anything new. It's definitely a fact of life that's timeless, that happens to everyone everywhere and throughout history and present day and into the future. It's, you know, life is life, and you're not going to be able to control it. It's just, you gotta be flexible, you know? You gotta be able to deal with things that you can't see coming, and you gotta know how to deal with those, and you gotta deal with them appropriately.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you just have to know how to, you have to know how to deal with it when things go out of control, or you have to know how to deal with it when you don't have control over the situation. An interesting example of this is My grandpa. He is a very controlling man, and that's not a bad thing. It's not a good or bad thing, I guess. It's just a thing. You know what I mean? But he was so controlling to the point where he didn't like to ride Ferris wheels.
Interesting.
Because he couldn't be the one controlling when it started and stopped. So he literally wouldn't go on Ferris wheels because he didn't like being out of control that much. Even though he knows it's going to go in a full rotation, it does. Yeah. It's not that unpredictable.
Was it just Ferris wheels or other things as well?
Other things as well. I mean, I'm sure there's many other examples. Like he was a pilot, so why would he want someone else to fly? So like
they
would literally fly from Des Moines to Waterloo just for shoots and giggles. they would rather fly themselves or drive all the way to California than buy tickets. Like he would never. Yeah. He'll never go on like an airline anymore because he doesn't like someone else being in control of his fate. If he wants to die in a plane crash, he wants it to be his own damn fault.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it's just that weird example where like it's good not to be like that, because if you're like that, then you're not going to be able to experience everything that life has to offer you. Because if you try to go against, if you have the set plan in the set course and you're trying to follow that to the T, and life throws some other obstacle at you, or maybe not even some other obstacle, but it throws some other route at you, and you decide to stay to the course, then you're missing out on what life has to offer to you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, life is just this, I don't know, so the website that we kind of got that interpretation from mentions a paradox in the saying, and how it's a paradox in our lives. What do you think of that? Is it a paradox?
I think it's a pair of socks. That was a Bravest Warriors reference, if anyone ever watched that. Did you ever watch Bravest Warriors?
Bravest Warriors!
No? Damn.
No, I have no idea what that is.
All right. Okay, well, give me 5 seconds to put my thoughts into what is a paradox? By the definition, a paradox is a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that, when investigated or explained, may prove to be well-founded or true.
I'm going to leave that in, by the way. They're going to know that you don't know what a paradox is.
Right. I knew the vague understanding of what a paradox was, but is that a paradox? In order to figure out if that's an actual paradox, you know what I mean? I feel like I have to know the actual definition instead of just trying to I mean, I think by a true definition, that's technically not a paradox, but I don't know.
I guess you can look at it as a paradox because most people look at life as what they control, the making plans part, right? The plans you create is what you control, and though that's your life, right? Mm-hmm. The choices you make are, or the plans you create are, is your life, right? But John Lennon is saying, no. Life is what happens to you while you're making those plans. It's a paradox because most people look at life as the plans they create, and so when you say that no, life is not the plans, then yeah, I don't know. Does that make any sense?
No, that makes sense. I think that's a good way of summing that up. Would you say it's also true that it's kind of trying to point out that we waste some of life trying to figure out what to expect?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think.
Or think about how confusing it is to think about how much of a waste of life it is thinking about death.
Yeah, no, it's interesting how time is wasted. If you think about all the different ways you can waste time, and then think about if you think about the ways that you can waste time and think about the ways that you don't waste time. And it's how much of that is you fighting against these things that happen to you, and how much is in your control and how much is not in your control. And I would bet that the majority of the time you waste is when you're fighting back against life and against these things that you can't control.
So it's this confusing thing where make plans, but don't expect things to go to plan. To follow the plan, you know what I mean? To go as planned, that's what I meant to say.
So have you ever experienced this before? Have you ever tried to make plans? Or have you ever thought that something would go one way and it went a different way? And did you try to fight it, or did you kind of go along with it?
I'd say yes, of course. I mean, everyone's had stuff like that happen to them. But I'd say I definitely have taken the stance of just letting it happen.
Okay, that's good.
For some things. I mean, I don't know. I struggle with being a controlling person as far as how people respond and how people act, but I'm not super controlling as far as how life goes, I guess. But then at the same time, I've had this streak for the last year and a half where I did just kind of let everything happen around me and wasn't really an active participant in everything. And now I'm waking up recently and realizing where I'm at in life and being kind of whoa, nothing went as planned, even though I had zero plans. You know what I mean? This isn't where I expected to be, even though I didn't make any attempts to steer towards that direction of where I wanted to be.
Almost like you're aimless.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I could probably relate it to a couple episodes ago when I mentioned kind of that uncertainness I felt at the end of high school, and I wasn't sure where life was going to take me. So I would say that I kind of let life happen to me, and now I'm where I'm at. And it's it's not a bad place. It's just a different place than where I thought that I would than where I would ever end up.
Right. Absolutely. I've definitely known some people that in their sophomore year of high school had everything planned out for the next 8 years. You know, especially if they had some kind of scholarly pursuits that they wanted to pursue.
Sure, becoming a doctor or a lawyer or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
some of those things take 8 years in themselves just to study. So those are the types of people that, like, you know, if you want to be a lawyer or if you want to be a doctor, then you've got to commit and then you know what you're doing for the next at least 8 years. Maybe you'll get out of college and be like, wow, screw that. I'm going to go be a veterinarian. I don't know. The humans and dogs are the same. And then there are those of us who are sitting there at our senior year of high school and are sitting there still not knowing what they want to do. And there's nothing wrong or right with either approach because, I mean, life's still going to happen both for those who have something they're going to pursue and for those who don't have anything they're going to pursue. But if you live your daily life without any pursuits or goals, then nothing's ever going to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good thing to point out is this goes well in the kind of your day-to-day. You know, there are those small annoyances throughout the day that kind of really irritate you sometimes, or I should say really irritate me sometimes. And it's like, whatever, you know, it's, you can't control those things. They just kind of happen and you got to deal with them and just keep moving on. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot you can do about them and they happen and you just got to go. Would you say that there are times, that you should try to push back against life a little bit? Or maybe it's not very good to be super flexible.
Yeah, definitely. There's flexibility and there's, like, I don't know, pacifism. Maybe that's the wrong word for it. But there's flexibility in being flexible with it is still having goals and pursuits, but being flexible with how you get there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then just not having any goals or pursuits, that's not flexibility. That's just coasting along through life and not doing anything sure. with your entire life.
So yeah, there's being aimless. And then would you say that being flexible is pushing back against that? Or would you say there's being aimless, being flexible, and then there's being rigid?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. And I mean, obviously, flexible would be the most ideal situation. Flexible in a way that you still have your own goals and pursuits, but you're willing to... Yeah, like I said a second ago, like you're open to how you're going to get there. You don't want to just like think everything's going to go to plan because nothing's ever going to go to plan. You know, you have to prepare for the worst outcome and the best outcome.
So yeah, I just kind of want to encourage you guys just throughout the day to kind of be flexible and just kind of go with the flow with those like small annoyances and irritations that can kind of get in the way and make plans and disrupt your plans. But then also in life, you know, be flexible with whatever life throws at you, with whatever path it takes you down, and just be flexible and enjoy the surprises that life throws at you, regardless of what your plans are. Kind of enjoy those surprise things because they can be awesome sometimes. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for clicking on the episode and checking us out. Make sure to go visit our socials or our website, loveeverydaythepodcast.com. Send in your voice messages, comments, feedback. We love hearing from you guys. And catch us tomorrow at the same time at 7 a.m. And as always, I'm Jesse.
I'm John. And remember to live your life with love and love your life every day.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Peace out.